I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yay! Hello, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's recap for AJ and the Queen.
Yay!
I am one of your hosts, Mark J. Freeman, along with my
gal pal, Ollie Drennan is here.
Yes, I'm super excited to be back. We're the hair sisters, apparently.
The hair sisters, that's what they called us when we came in today. Yeah. The hair sisters. I was like, I don't hate that.
We're kind of almost similar.
Similar.
I'm following in your footsteps a little bit.
I was going to remind me, I want to ask you something about your hair coloring stuff.
Yes. Of course.
I need it for different reasons, though.
Oh.
Baby girl.
Gotcha.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry there's only two of us. Jayla's on her way, so she'll be here. We're going to do episode 5 and episode 6 today. This is just episode 5, but Jayla's going to join us for episode 6. So me and Ollie are going to be her opening act.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're just going to be insulting each other the entire time.
Exactly. And Miss Jackie is at Disneyland, so we couldn't ask her to...
Thanks for the invite, Jackie.
I know, right? Appreciate it, girl. So we're going to get into Mount Juliet. I always want to say Mount Pleasant because I used to live on Mount Pleasant in Columbus. So I always want to say Mount Pleasant. Mount Juliet, which is Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Yes. Mm-hmm. Ollie, what did you think of the episode overall?
I really like this episode. There's something about the humor of the show that just cracks me up. Literally laughing out loud. I wasn't here for the episode. I think it was episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
But when Ruby thought the girl stole her makeup.
Yeah.
And she tosses, I think, Kennedy's character's makeup out the window. And then, lo and behold, oh, Ruby, by the way, your makeup bag is... I put it downstairs. I laughed so hard. And a lot of shows don't do that. And I just love the camp that it's going... that the show's giving us. And I thought this episode 5, was just another marvelous rendition of just the stupid, ridiculous humor that I find so funny. And thing, a lot of shows don't make me laugh out loud. I don't know about you, but this show is definitely a show that is just very heartwarming, but also really hilariously.
I agree. There are definitely moments that I do literally laugh out loud, and it doesn't happen very often. It takes a lot to make me laugh out loud, I will say that. Goldberg is the Goldbergs is probably the last show that made me LOL out loud. So it's been fun. I almost feel like there is now, and I don't know if you guys agree, let us know in the chat room. Let's see who's in there, by the way.
Shout out to Joseph Boza,
George Ryan B. Thank you guys for joining us. Sorry we didn't give you much notice. I didn't even post it on social media that we were doing this.
You just gotta keep up with this.
Gotta follow us. I feel like there's almost like starting to be a formula for the episodes where it kind of starts out with the fun and the cute little remarks here and there. And then as it goes, you get into like the reason for the episode.
There's always a theme. There's always a moral at the end that kind of reflects back.
And I feel like you see like things that are said early come back later and stuff like that. So it's starting to kind of make sense. Just so you guys, so you stay tuned for the whole episode, I just want you guys to know that we will be talking about in news and gossip. One of our red carpet interviews has almost 50,000 views. Oh. So we're going to talk about that later in the show.
It's not mine. Couldn't be mine.
Shh, wait till later.
Let the
anticipation build. So just to recap, so AJ and Ruby started their journey in New York City, and they've been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky. Sorry, Jackie.
Louisville.
Does everybody have a favorite episode yet?
Ooh.
Ollie, do you have one yet?
I liked the last one with,
Louisville.
Was that episode 4? Episode four, I really just enjoyed that. That one's the one with the chandelier. Ruth fell on her face, but also the message I think you guys talked about. If you screw up, if you fall, get up and just lip sync your ass off, you know. And Ruby Robert did her thing and showed J. Jolie, Mariah. I loved how they had a big role in that episode too.
Yeah,
and Kennedy as well. It was a lot of fun.
I'm not just saying this because I came from Columbus, Ohio, and I love the drag.
I knew
Columbus,
you would
Ohio.
Love that.
But it has really been my favorite episode, so I'm just going to leave it there.
James Mansfield was in that one.
Was in that one, yes, and Quesadilla.
Yes.
Quesadilla. And you guys, let us know in the chat room. Let us know which one has been your favorite so far. No spoilers, please, because we're not watching ahead. We're just going to watch them as we do these for you guys.
But before we move on, right?
Oh, yes.
I just want to educate the queens about giving us a 5-star review, yes, on iTunes, because it would mean so much to us. We appreciate you guys so much. Everyone in the chat, like I said, Ryan B, Joseph, Ken. Oh, we see you, Ken.
Ooh.
Everyone in there just week after week tuning in. We really appreciate your comments, your theories, your questions. Just like, you guys are a part of the show just, yeah, as much as me and my mom are right here to my right.
Yeah.
So share on Facebook with your friends and family and subscribe to our multiple channels. It would mean the world to us. And until then, thank you for letting us be the ESPN FTV Talk. So thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh yeah, and the 5-star review. If you leave us a 5-star review, Jackie
will make you fan of the week.
Absolutely. So you better do it, y'all.
Yeah.
So without further ado.
Without further ado, we're going to go into, okay, so there, I kind of broke this down by characters. The storyline kind of fit when I broke it into characters. So we're going to start with the Ruby's and Ruby slash Robert's storyline. We start this episode with Ruby performing in a small town. Did I miss the name of where they were when she was performing and she made $3 at the very beginning? Because it's not Mount Juliet. They're somewhere else.
No.
And then they get in the car and they go to Mount Juliet.
It was just kind of like a one horse town.
But they never said the name of it, correct?
I don't recall.
If they did and I missed it, please tell me in the chat room because I didn't catch it and I watched it twice. So I'm not just dumb. I genuinely didn't catch it. So they're in there and they're with the cat lady in the front row who, she reminded me, and I meant to Google the name, she reminded me of a Saturday Night Live character, our woman that was on Saturday Night Live, and I can't remember her name now. But she reminded me of someone on there, which now that story is kind of pointless because I didn't end it with the name of the actress that she reminds me of. Thank you. Appreciate that. Shout out to Vito in the booth, who's engineering for us.
She gave me Jennifer Coolidge vibes a little bit.
Yeah, a little Jennifer
Which
Coolidge.
I would love to see Jennifer Coolidge, like, on AJ and the Queens, season 2, maybe?
It's the woman who... Did you see Bridesmaids?
Yes.
Okay, the Saturday Night Live character plays tennis. Plays tennis in the scene where they're playing tennis.
Oh.
It's her. She's from Saturday Night Live. If somebody knows who remembers her name and wants to Google that for me, I'd appreciate it. Anyways, so Ruby only makes $3 performing. And I actually thought it was really cute when AJ comes out. She's like, here's the point. We're calling it. And they head back to the liquor room, which is where she's changing. Again, I know I mentioned this before. I actually appreciate them showing her changing in a liquor room because so often for queens, you get bookings and you go places and these dressing rooms that they're showing. I mean, there are Columbus, actually, when I go home, they have proper dressing rooms for them now, and it's really nice, and they have lights and everything. But that's not typical.
Right.
So I appreciated them being in the liquor
room. I can
room.
Name a couple. Well, I won't name a couple of places, but there are some places that don't have the changing rooms.
No.
So you think that it's glamorous backstage.
Yeah. Well, Mickey's doesn't. Mickey's doesn't have a dressing room proper. We change upstairs where the lockers are for the cast. Raven, she changes in the back corner by the where all the, like, the shelving is for all the kitchen supplies and stuff. So it's not. When I worked at Hair Lounge, my dressing room was literally the handicap stall.
Mm-hmm. Gotta work with what you got, yeah. Basically.
So anyway, so I appreciated them being in the liquor room. So Ruby mentions Diana Ross and almost has a conniption because AJ has no idea who she is, which is, I guess, kind of understandable. She's 10.
Yeah. Yeah,
or something like that. Wait, where am I? Oh, there we are. And then we get a flashback of Ruby and Hector when AJ asks about how he unwinds after the show. We get this clip of a little hot and steamy Robert and Hector after a show.
Rue loved filming those
things. I know. So the first thing I thought of, too, I was like, she enjoyed that.
By the way, guys, Vito in the booth, it was Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig, yes. No, not Kristen Wiig. Oh. She's in the scene with Kristen Wiig. There's another actress.
Scene with Kristen Wiig, okay. That's, I will research more.
Thank you. And then after, so she obviously doesn't tell AJ that her hot and heavy sex with Hector was something she would do after shows. But, so then she goes on and starts talking about Dolly Parton, who AJ also doesn't know. And then she mentions Bob Mackie, who AJ also doesn't know. And I loved Rue's reactions to all those. Was really quite funny, I thought.
And clearly
Vito from the booth again, by the way.
Yes.
It's Rose Byrne.
Nope, not Rose Byrne.
Then it's not who you're thinking of.
It's, oh gosh, you have it up there. I don't even know if she had like a name proper. No, she did Carol. I think she's played Carol.
Okay.
Because I feel like Kristen Wiig says, come on, Carol, yeah, get it together.
You don't know. She played a character on SNL.
The actress was on SNL.
Okay.
She was in Bridesmaids with Kristen Wiig, who was also on SNL. And I can't read. That's too far away. But I'm going to let you go at it, Vito.
He will find
He will.
Answer.
I know. I trust Vito. She mentions Bob Mackie. Ruby tries to... So then, because she when she brings up Bob Mackie, AJ makes a point like, well, these are people from a long time ago. They're not even relevant today. Mm-hmm. So that upsets Ruby. So she starts Googling Bob Mackie like, no, there's news. I'm going to find you current news on Bob Mackie. And ends up finding some old news, but also finds, which I thought was funny, that there's a Bob Mackie museum,
mm-hmm.
and it's only 6 hours off.
Only?
It's so funny, too, because I've driven across the country multiple times, and it's so funny because you do stuff like that. You're like, this is
right.
only, and then you're like, in the moment, and you're like,
am I gonna?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to drive 2 hours.
Am I going to make that stop at that beef jerky store that's just randomly there?
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely sometimes you kind of go off track.
But I thought it was, a cute moment. So they decide to go off course, and they go these 6 hours to the Bob Mackie Museum, which turns out to simply be... a house, a bed and breakfast, and a notary.
AJ likes to say it's a house.
It's a house, which I thought was really funny, how she kept saying that throughout the episode.
You stole from a museum? I stole from a house.
House.
It was a nice house.
It was a cute house. And yeah, so they go in, and so they meet Lloyd Johnson, who owns the house and charges a cover to see the house and everything. And he obviously has acquired all these Bob Mackie gowns from different actresses
right.
over the years and is displaying them at his house, and he's charging people to come in, and he has a room. What did you think of the house, Allie?
It was a very nice house. I wouldn't want to live there because it's not my scene by any means, but I was definitely getting the feels of, a potential love interest for Robert. I don't know if you felt the same way.
I totally did.
I'm like, they have so much in common.
Yep.
He's charging for iced tea, unfortunately, which was another laugh out loud moment that my stupid sense of humor is just so campy. But I definitely thought like, oh, I wonder if we're going to see Robert again, or not Robert, Lloyd again in a future episode by chance, because they just seem to have some kind of underlying connection towards one another.
I agree. As soon as they came in and they were sitting down talking and they were like kind of, there was just you just had that vibe where you were like, oh, something's going to happen here.
Yeah.
So I agree 100%.
And I think it's funny because I think the whole connection of Robert kind of holding on to the past of Hector, it kind of relates to this scenario of all of these, of being in love with Bob Mackie. So it's just kind of like holding on to something, like the theme of holding on to something that was really like important to you back in the day. Like obviously all these Bob Mackie gowns, and it just relates back to Hector, who's just kind of like this force that is so present in Robert's life that Robert has having so much trouble like overcoming.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I almost took it as like, cause I used to, I still like Madonna, but I used to be like really obsessed with Madonna. So it was kind of cute, like to see like they both had the same, you know, interests. And when they were talking and they, you know, they were finishing each other's sentences and stuff like that. So, I don't know. He's been getting a lot of press. That's her. It's our face.
Oh my gosh.
That's who she... And this is all because she reminded me of the cat lady at the beginning of the episode.
I still haven't found out the actual
actress's name.
It's
I know.
Nowhere.
But that's her. That is her.
Apparently
I can see her face.
Here, I'll show the crowd.
That's her. Yeah.
There is a fan Twitter account.
Yeah.
For this
if you guys are in the chat room, you know
There's
her name.
There's a fan Twitter account for somebody that to is, get their shit together.
That's her.
That's very funny.
But that's who the cat lady reminded me of when she made, and just the faces she was making, because she used to always make those weird faces on Saturday Night Live. So if you guys are watching this live and want to write in the chat room, I'm going to kind of try and keep my eye on that. So anyways, back to our Bob Mackie Museum / house. So then Lloyd lets Ruby wear a Bob Mackie gown.
For no charge.
For no charge, right?
which was profound. I was like, okay, they're going to get it on. They're right. going to get it on.
And we have a photo of Rue coming down the steps, and I love it. She just looks amazing every time. I do, and all I kept thinking was, she's not going to fit into Diana Ross's dresses. So I'm glad that there was a comment made.
Oh my God.
Later, that he was like, don't break the zipper. You're a little bit bigger than her. And he's like, taller. But I was at least appreciated them acknowledging the fact that this dress is probably
not gonna... And I love that even though Rue always has like a witty comeback, that they can still make... Rue's allowing the shade and the quirky comments towards him. You know, it's fun. It's all in good fun.
Yeah. So they did... So this was kind of the lip sync moment of the episode. The performance number in the house with Lloyd and Rue, which also, again, made me go, okay, something's going on here, you know? So they did Endless Love, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie is what they performed together. And then we see Lloyd kind of getting a little handsy and humpsy.
Look, you already know what RuPaul said. Drag is not a contact sport. I was actually surprised the way Rue reacted. I mean, obviously, Rue is very vulnerable at this point. Ruby,
right.
It's very hard to happen to break.
Yeah.
Ruby's very vulnerable, so I was expecting, oh, maybe Robert will actually enact something with Lloyd. However, I was, I guess, pleasantly surprised that Robert didn't react in the way that I thought. Robert was, no, this isn't right. Like, I'm not going to, like, use you in a sense because I'm not feeling okay.
Right.
And I don't want to play with Lloyd's emotions. At least that's the kind of, like, how I got from the scene. I don't know about how you felt about it, the rejection.
By the way, sorry to interrupt one last time about this. Shout out to Chucky Chuck. It's Melanie Hutzel.
That is that her name?
That is her name. Her name is Melanie Hutzel. She was in SNL. She was best known for her work in it from 1991 to 1992.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Chucky Chuck.
I never would have gotten that because that's not the name that I had in my head.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chucky Chuck.
We loved. I stand Chucky Chuck. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Chucky Chuck's in the chat.
Yay, Chucky Chuck. No, I completely agree with everything you just said. Totally. I think, you know, the more I was thinking, because I kept thinking, like, well, how is this going to go on if this season is a road trip? Then it dawned on me when I was looking at all the names of the cities, the last episode is Dallas. So this is just part of the journey of the road trip. So there will be obviously more stops and more things going on. So because that's what I kept thinking. I was like, well, if they do it all the road trip right away, then... what is the next season going to be? But it is going to be continuation, more cities, continuing the journey.
Last thing I'll say is I think Robert kind of needed that, speed bump. I take it as a speed bump of Lloyd coming into the picture of realizing that Robert's not okay. Yeah. And Robert still needs to, has a lot to work on. And Lloyd, I kind of, felt for the character of Lloyd because he didn't have a whole lot of visitors when he revealed that. Robert was only his, 16th visitor?
17th. He said he only had 16 others.
17th. And it's kind of, I took it as kind of, almost gay culture of, you know, your hookups or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like people come into your life. Sometimes they're hookups. But sometimes you will meet someone that kind of affects you in a way. It leaves a lasting impression. And it's actually a positive one of what you need to do and go forward with your life. Of oh, this person actually kind of inspired me unexpectedly. So I thought it was cute.
And I think sometimes too, especially when you've had a sudden breakup like that, just to even if you're not attracted to the person or interested in them in that way, to have somebody express an interest always helps you to go, oh, this isn't the only person out there that that would like me. There's other people, there's other fish in the sea. So I think that was kind of the learning lesson.
And I am good enough. I have a lot of work to do, but I'm good enough. To go on.
Exactly. So she kind of dismisses him, yells at him, and she does not stay the night in the bed and the breakfast. So then we'll continue where the story goes, but we're going to jump over now to AJ and what's been going on with her. So we'll wrap up, trust me here. So when they get into town, right away, AJ sees a pet shop as they're driving into town, and she insists on going. So you hear that throughout the beginning of the episode as well. to get away from Ruby and Loy and the house, which AJ makes very clear that she's not wanting to be in. She goes to get ice cream and then visits the pet shop herself, which this is all leading to one of my favorite parts of the whole episode, in my opinion. So she offers the dog owner, the dog shop owner, $35 for the dog, but he says, no, it's $200. So she sees Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee.
Who is a lilac little lady selling her taffy. And so she swindles this Kathy Lee out of her booth so that she, which is, you know, AJ, she's always looking for
some way to make money.
Swindling. She's a swindler. So she... So she buys the stand and Kathy Lee's outfit. Now, in my head, I'm thinking they're just going to swap outfits. Which now leads to one of my favorite parts of the episode.
Wow.
Of Kathy. I just thought it was so funny watching this little girl doing cartwheels in her frigging underwear in the middle of the town. I don't know why. I just thought it was one of the most hysterical things I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, because that town, what is this town called again?
Mount Juliet.
That town was picture perfect. White picket fences on every single street. Yeah. When they rolled up, they even commented, oh, there's a boy helping a little lady across the street.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm thinking, wow. And then to see her, that she bringing that up, I'm like, wow, that was such a funny juxtaposition to see her just cartwheeling and screaming, I'm a feminist. I was here for it. I was like, go Kathy Lee. You are my inspiration for the day.
It really, really, I don't know, it just really tickled me just seeing that. Quickly, the mother sees her daughter doing cartwheels in her underwear and stops and goes and, you know, figures out what's going on and approaches AJ and then takes AJ back to the museum /house.
The house.
It's the house. Because AJ says that's where she's staying. And kind of some drama starts unfolding because obviously AJ's never going to apologize. She didn't want to apologize. She gave the money back that she made off the taffy.
She spelled all but two boxes.
I know.
All but two boxes.
And she almost sold one of the two to that veteran. Yeah. So
she's so slick.
She is.
We're going to donate this box to the troops. I was like, oh my gosh, AJ.
She does not miss a beat. I mean, if I'm going to travel across the country, AJ's the one
I agree. I don't know. Lady Danger's kind of good too.
I know, right?
With her injections and whatnot. So I don't know. Who would you guys pick? Would you pick Lady Danger to travel with or AJ?
AJ. They're both good question.
Making money moves.
We
for
should
sure.
do a Twitter poll with that one.
Oh, that's yes, please. A good Twitter poll. I think that's a really good idea. Let's do it.
At this moment when Kathy Lee's mother confronts AJ and kind of yells at her, Ruby pulls the mother aside and, you know, kind of yells back at her and like, look, you're talking to a child like this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Ruby says to Kathy Lee's mother, AJ doesn't have a mother, mm-hmm. which upsets AJ because she's like, I do have a mother. So we're still seeing like there's this kind of love hate with AJ and her mother. Like she obviously loves her mother because she's arguing with Rue like, no, I have a mother and like proud of it. But then there's other moments where she doesn't want to talk to her mother and she's, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're still kind of seeing all that.
And we've seen happy flashbacks with the two for sure at this point.
For sure.
So it is kind of like holding on to those memories, which I feel like this episode was all about, holding on to those memories you don't want to let go because they were very inspiring to you. They were really important. I mean, that was AJ's mom for crying out loud.
Yeah.
We don't even know the whereabouts of the father, which like you don't necessarily need to have a father to have a normal functioning family. Like this is a single mom supporting her kid or doing the best that she could.
Right.
But yeah, it was a really heart-wrenching scene to see that woman who doesn't know anything about AJ's life kind of do her best to break her down for, in a sense, freeing her own damn child for crying out loud. Kathy Lee was the first time she smiled that day, for sure.
Yeah.
And it was definitely a very powerful scene to see Robert stand up to the lady, which I don't think we got her character's name.
I know. I kept writing Mrs. Anderson in there because she says Kathy Lee Anderson. She calls the daughter by her name. So I just keep calling her Mrs.
Anderson. Ruby, Robert read her for sure. And she was speechless. And I loved it.
And then you mentioned there was a flashback.
It was a sad flashback, actually.
And it's when AJ, when they first get to the house...
The House. H-A-U-S.
Yes. AJ looks out the window. She actually sees Kathy Lee and her mom.
Yeah.
Like, her straightening her up and stuff. And it reminds her of a time with her mother. And she flashes back to the day she found out they were evicted.
Yeah.
And she goes outside and sees all their stuff on the stoop. And she pulls out a... So we've always seen her with this rubber banded together thing. We've seen it before. But now we're starting to find out what's in it. And there's a card, which we'll get to next episode. But there's a painting or drawing, I can't tell what it is, mm-hmm. of a little girl hanging upside down.
Yeah.
So we don't know who the little girl is, but it's something that she takes out of the garbage. She keeps with her.
It has to be her, right? I'm assuming... predictions. I'm so sorry. I think that's... Her mom painted that of her?
Maybe.
That's why
we're going to find out eventually.
Sorry,
down
early
the road.
Predictions.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the flashback that I was referring
to. That was a very sad flashback. That was probably the saddest moment from the series by far, for sure. I tried so hard not to cry for that scene. I was like,
you're allowed to cry.
Izzy G is killing her role for sure. And just to know that her mom was nowhere to be found and she couldn't even go into her own room and all of her belongings, all of their belongings were on the street. There was trash men picking it up. I was like, how can you not cry at that scene?
Yeah.
It was very, very hard to hold back those tears for sure.
Yeah. Where were we here now? We did the flashback. So they get in the fight. So, yeah. So then I thought it was funny. So then Ruby, because of this argument with the mother, Ruby tells AJ that she actually knows who her mother is. Because last episode, Lewis had told her, hey, it's this woman.
The LGBT.
LGBT.
What was that stand for again?
I know. I meant to go back and write it down.
It was like Lady Glitter Butterfly Top.
Yeah. which is what they used to call her. Because if you remember from earlier in the season, earlier episodes, she... has a shirt with a rainbow butterfly on it. So they actually so that's how Lewis and Ruby would refer to her in the neighborhood. So they knew who she was. So she tells AJ that she knows who her mother is and, you know, all the stuff. So AJ gets mad and she just says that they need a timeout. And she goes back to the RV and they separate. And Ruby goes back to the house, which is when the whole production happens with Lloyd on the staircase and stuff. Momo when you realize life
steals the dress? Is that when she
It's a little bit later, but Momo when you realize that life isn't always it seems, father's drinking. Oh, so then these two stories are kind of coming together now. So the Ruby gets mad at Lloyd and leaves the house, and then she goes back to the trailer thinking AJ's in the trailer. But AJ's not in the trailer, so she goes looking for her, and she finds AJ sitting in the front lawn of the Anderson house looking in the front window. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a clever scene of looking into the world of Middle America. Like, that's how I took it as, because what you see isn't always what's going on.
Right.
You know, you see the mother brushing Kathy Lee's hair, but then you see the father drinking liquor, and, you know, Ruby's telling AJ, like, look, you know, you now know Kathy Lee. You know that she was happiest in her underwear dancing around the city. Yet she's sitting there pretending to enjoy her mother brushing her hair. There's a father sitting at the table where at a glance, if you snapped a picture, you just see this happy family sitting around a table. Mm-hmm. But you don't see that the dad's drinking.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think it is a nice... You know, I don't know that necessarily everybody was picking that up, but I do think that that was an important kind of message to get out.
And it almost makes sense as, oh, maybe that's why Miss Anderson is so controlling of her daughter, because she lost control of her husband. She lost control of her family construct. So maybe that's why she's so overbearing to Kathy Lee. Maybe that's why Kathy Lee was so free in her underwear. Oh my gosh, I'm a feminist and whatnot. You know, and it was very sad to see. You think this picture perfect family has it all together, but really... It's not. And, you know, the mom was trying so hard to put it together with the little lilac, and it wasn't the case.
Yeah.
It sadly wasn't the case.
And then it was funny, too, because I thought it was clever for Ruby to, you know, because now AJ knows Kathy Lee. So it's always easier to see things through other people's life. Mm-hmm. Like when you see somebody going through a bad breakup or something, it's easy for us who don't have the feelings and the emotions to go, oh, you should walk away from that. But I think it was a good lesson for AJ to see and kind of know Kathy Lee and then see where, this image, because Ruby says to her, she'll make it out of this mess and so will you. And I thought that was a clever way to kind of go, AJ, you can see that she's going to get out of this.
Right.
She's going to be fine. Now you need to know that you're going to be fine.
Yeah, too. And it relates back to the whole message of a previous episode. It was either 3 or 4 about how just because you are this one thing doesn't mean you aren't anything else.
Right.
Basically, just because you're deemed bad doesn't mean there's nothing else left to you. Like people are well-rounded,
Right.
And even like, I know this is skipping ahead, but like Lady Danger and how like her whole storyline about how like she learned that like, oh, being ethnic wasn't in. And so it kind of fell for her. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
she was like this beauty queen, but yet she was kind of kicked to the curb because at the time frame, it wasn't acceptable to be
right.
ethnic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then this is when you mentioned earlier the dress. AJ steals a dress for Ruby out of the house/museum and gives it to her, which I think is, I think we're starting to see Ruby being a little more
like AJ.
Yeah. AJ being a little bit kinder to Ruby and stuff like that, she's always been so hard with her. And then that's when Lloyd shows up, realizes the dress is missing, comes to get it. Ruby apologizes to him for how she snapped at him and just explains that, that she was, just getting out of a relationship. But I thought it was a funny moment when he was like, oh, so you do like me? And she's like, no.
Again, this is very uncomfortable.
Yes, that was funny. That was funny, too. And I really, really loved the ending with AJ in the shirt that Ruby. There was something about that moment for me that it just made my heart warm. There's something about children's laughter that is just nothing is like it, and to hear AJ laugh like that for the first time was amazing.
Yeah, I muted that part. No, I'm kidding. No, cold-hearted, but I think this
bitch.
Was a turning point for AJ's character.
Yeah,
and I think in a future episode, which we'll talk about later, is kind of like a big turning point for Robert, and kind of like, oh, now they actually realize that they care for each other.
Yeah.
But more on that later.
Yeah, more on that
but
later.
Yeah.
So now you mentioned also Lady Danger. Lady Danger and Damien. There was also their storyline kind of going on. So Lady Danger and Damien are still on the trail of AJ and Ruby. We do find out that Lady Danger was a former Miss Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this, and I wrote it in parentheses in here, maybe a tender moment, because I do feel like we're starting to get to know everybody a little better. It's not just the surface idea, like what's in the character breakdown when you audition. We're starting to see the
and it's
underlying
it's
stuff.
The two sides. It's the two sides to every single character.
Yeah.
I feel like in this particular series, not a character isn't black and white. I feel like there are more gray characters for sure. I mean, Robert's a drag queen, for crying out loud, but there's a whole other side to Robert. Robert and Ruby, they're the same person essentially, but yet there's so much depth to the character overall.
Absolutely. Damien flips out over the salad dressing, not being on the side, throws things. Lady Danger. And then I also thought it was funny. Lady Danger also makes another comment about being in charge. And I don't know if this is going to come up later, but it keeps coming up. She keeps making clear that she's in charge. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I thought was interesting was, so Damien wants money to fix the donut tires. He's afraid it's messing up his axle on his car. So she tells him to go back to hooking in the gay bars and like starts doing the Siri find gay bars outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
And then we also have another kind of tender moment with Damien where he's going into the gay bar. He tries to leave because he doesn't want to do it, sees the car and is like, oh, I got to do this, and goes back in. So I do feel like they're doing this push-pull with Lady Danger and Damien now.
I feel like Damien for sure. Lady Danger, I want her to turn for sure. But then like I keep bringing it past episode because I wasn't here.
Yeah.
But like even with her granddaughter... So just seeing that side of the Lady Danger's character, of like, oh, there is some kind of tenderness within that character. But Damien, for sure, has such a connection to Robert still that he's suppressing.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that We're going to find out soon. More about in a future
Absolutely.
Episode. Stay tuned for predictions.
Yes. And so the only other thing that I wanted that's in my little odds and ends, because we covered the other thing, was that we see Lewis in bed with Officer Patrick.
I called it. I was like, they're going to hook up for sure.
So we'll find out if this is going to be a long-term thing or if this is just merely a one-night flight.
I am so proud of Lewis. Lewis is getting it.
You go, Lewis.
I'm so inspired by Lewis.
Just another reminder, you guys, if you have time, please go on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Yes. If you got the time, we would really, really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, 1 through 4 don't work.
You can write bad things. Just give us 5 stars.
Yes, please. Read us.
So we'll get into my quote of the week. My quote of the week this week was at the very beginning of the episode when they're in the liquor room with changing, and AJ says to Ruby, "We better get out of here before you get mobbed by your fan." Which is what Raven says to me every time I leave Mickey's.
You know?
Yeah, that's how we roll. My fan of the week, so funny that we kind of were saying this, because I didn't go on iTunes today. I just thought in my head, who do I want to give fan of the week to? And ironically that he is in the chat room right now, Chucky Chuck, I thought deserved fan of the week.
Yes.
Because I don't know if he's written a review, I don't know if he's been fan of the week before, but you're always there, you're always supporting, and I thought you deserve fan of the week this week.
Oh, on Twitter, Chucky Chuck is always called.
Yeah, always.
Always tagging us. Yeah. We love you, Chucky Chuck.
So you're we awesome. Do love you, Chucky Chuck, and we want you that to be acknowledged.
And thank you for helping us with the
yes,
today.
See, you're kind of like an honorary co-host.
You are.
And then Ollie's going to give us some news and gossip.
Of course. We're running short on time, but we have some very important content to share with you guys.
Yes.
Drag Race News Weekly every Thursday on AfterBuzz TV. Obviously, you know already know who does this. Lorraine Love, Mark, the lady to my right.
Yes!
She is killing it with... oh my gosh. I can't even... Every time I think about these... The drag pit crew.
Meet the Brit crew.
Yes.
Which are done now. All 7 are up and posted.
Can you give us some tea on like what's to come?
So I'm thinking this week, I guess I can say it. It's not like it's not any surprise.
Promote.
But I think I'm going to do a, because I've been watching the DragCon UK. Uh-huh. So I think I'm going to do some of my top looks from DragCon.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be this week.
And then did you do your leotards yet?
I haven't. I'm working
on
it.
Okay, perfect. That's coming. But you guys got to tune in every single Thursday for Mark/Lorraine Love.
Yeah.
Always giving us Drag Race News Weekly.
Yes.
And of course, you got to tune in to Mark and I's red carpet coverage of AJ and the Queen.
Yes.
Which was like, Jayla told us that it was the biggest Netflix premiere ever. So the 50,000 view count.
Almost.
Soon to be.
Almost.
Was Lorraine Love herself with Raven.
With Raven, yes.
So that was really important because...
So if you haven't watched it yet, yes. Go watch it because I want to get to 50,000.
So support, like, subscribe, share that interview because we're almost there to 50,000 because it's such a good interview and they've been trying to get that interview going for... Since?
Season 2.
Season 2.
We've been talking about it since I've been at AfterBuzz. So
good.
Ollie, tell them where they can find you on the social medias.
Yes, guys, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLov. And we'll be back momentarily with episode 6.
Yeah.
And Jayla.
Yeah. Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.